Who is she really? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sonia Sotomayor is now on the Supreme Court, and we will soon see who was right. How liberal will she be? As her profiles point out, she doesn't hesitate to call herself an affirmative action baby. She was admitted to Princeton despite her unspectacular SATs on the grounds that sometimes when you come from a tough background, your SATs don't reveal your potential. She was given the chance to prove she was more talented than the test indicated. She worked like crazy and graduated with honors. That would seem to make her the polar opposite of Clarence Thomas, who dismisses affirmative action as self-defeating. But while most of the attention was focused on her ethnicity, her unmarried status, her modest nest egg, all of which might make her look anti-establishment, she is also the only justice on the court who has actually sent people to jail as a prosecutor and a trial judge. She's the only justice on the court who's actually tried a case. The other eight were government lawyers or intellectuals, dare I say, elites. She has actually had first-hand experience with criminals. She knows what it's like on the front lines. She hasn't just been making the sausage. She's seen how it's digested. The opposition to her nomination was based on the fear that her background made her too liberal. But if you look at that background, born into poverty, raised without a father, member of a marginalized ethnic group but lucky enough to be surrounded by adults who valued education, the justice she has the most in common with is Clarence Thomas. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.